We are learning Maseches Makis, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting the second wide line on the top of Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah it said that V'chayiv al ha-roish, that if someone cuts off the payas of the roish, the two sides, is chayiv two for two lavim, two malchus. Zok the Gemara, Machvi Rav Sheshes Ben Pirkei Reisha. Rav Sheshes showed where the payas is Ben Pirkei Reisha, like Rashi says. Rivon says, "Mokim haprokim shemischarbim sham pirkei atzomai svarim vetzadam," which means that the temples, the side of the head, the two sides of the head, that where the hair meets the face and the skin, in that spot on both sides is the payitz. That's what Rav Sheshes showed. It means the two sides of the head. Balazokein shdayim mekam shdayim mekam achasmata. Ma'akvi Rav Sheshes ben pirkei dikna. But the place of the beard, which again the Rivon says, Perek Rishon Shel Zokin Atachas HaOizen, under the ear, that's place number one. Makom Shalechi Atachton Yoytzei Misham, where the jaw starts from. Misham Nikra Peya, and then it goes to the front near the chin. That's the second one, near the chin, and then the other side, the same thing. Those are the five. Agav, it's Mavuyah from the Rivon that from the payas by the ear until the lechi on the bottom are all considered payas. Actually, that's all considered payas, and after that, it's considered the zokain. So, there is an inyan there not to completely cut off the payas, according to, even though the payas is a little bit more, the payas is even more chamer, like we had in the Mishnah, according to the Rosh, that even now, even use a misparayim. But anyway, the Feet of Ravana comes out, the whole entire area on the sideburns are all considered part of the payas. But obviously, it's not enough time in learning Daf Yomi to go through the whole sugya payas, which is a big sugya. Anyway, a little vayta. Rav Eliezer Imer, Imnotlon. It says that if you took off the payas, you only chayiv one. And by beard also, you only chayiv one malchus. Kesava chad lavu, his sheet is that even though it's five different spots, it's considered one lav. And therefore, you only get one malchus and not five or two malchus. Rav Eliezer in the Mishnah argues not the kulam ka'achas and chayav la'achas because he holds it's all considered one lav according to the Tanakhama, since it's a different spot, the one lav goes on every single spot, on every single payah. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's all considered one lav. Ve'ena chayav achi yitlenu b'tar. It said in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama holds that the only chayiv if you remove the zokain with a razor. Now what's the makar for that? So Tanur Avon, learn to the braisa. One of the psukim, it says, this pasuk is by the kahanim. It says, "Likachu karcha b'roisham ufaas zekanam lo yigalechu." Loshon of giluach, loshon of taking a haircut, basically. So faas zekanam lo yigalechu. So that would sound like yochav fil gilchum misvarayim. It sounds like even if I use the scissors to cut the beard, yechayiv yechayiv. Tamal loyma. It says in the pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, "Lo yisakifu paas roishchem v'lo yisashchis es paas zekanecha." It's lo yisashchis. Loshon hashchos. Hashchos means that you cut it from the root already. Tamalei sashkes. So yloi sashkes. If just yloi sashkes, yochol that im loktu memalket v'ritni yechayiv. You would think if you use a plane also, that also makes a very close shave like a razor. But it's not the normal way of taking a haircut. Maybe then also you'll be chayiv. Tamalei galeichu. The lashon of taking a haircut. Okay, it's at giluach sheshpar hashchasa. It has to be something that's a normal way of taking off the hair, and it also has to be a hashrasa. If you look at the Rivon close to the wide lines, it doesn't cut the hair close to the root like a razor. A razor cuts very close to the root. A scissor, not. And Geluch Yisrael Hashchas, the Rivon says, Derech legaleach boy. It's a normal thing to take a haircut with that. Umashchis. And it also destroys the root. Behind Utar. Avaritni, but a plane or a tweezers, mashchis, ve'ein Derech legaleach boy. Umisbarayim megach me'amashchisim. So that's, you need both. You need a Geluch Yisrael Hashchas. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. And like we spoke out, the Rosh says that when it comes to payas, since it doesn't say there the word Hashchas, so there, the payas you are chayiv even without using a tar, just even with a misparayim, the payas you be chayiv. And therefore, you have to be careful not to cut a very close anything, any type of, even with a haircut machine, you shouldn't cut the payas very closely because you go into the shiloh of the raisos, loisakifu pas reishchem. Zok the Mishnah that says Belezer, I feel locked to a Malkiritin Chayiv. Belezer argues, Belezer holds even a Malkiritin is Chayiv. So Gemara is a cash. As Mashma not a scissor, but Dafka Malkiritin is. So Gemara is a cash. One of Shach. Igam Gzeri Shava. If he learns out the Gzeri Shava, basically learns out from Upas Zekanam to here, learn Peya, because the way you make a drasha from the Kahanim to Parashas Kedoshim is you use the word pass the kodem leichu unufas loy v'loisashchus is pass the konechom. So pass. So therefore we're saying it needs a giluach shesh v'ashchasa. So what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Igam gzeres shavu lebay yatarish ni yatarish ni giluach shesh v'ashchasa. Iloy gamar. So if you don't learn it, you just learn a kipshutai that loy galeichu means a regular just cutting it. So then misparayim nami iloy gamar misparayim nami yishvichayev. So why dafka malki ritni? So k'tomar loy lam. Gom Xer Shava. But he learns Xer Shava. Why Yechayev Malki Ritani? Because Sava Harinami Giluach Avdi. He holds, Rabbi Eliezer holds, that this is also called Giluach Yashvaya Shchasa, because it's the Derech to Megalech with them sometimes. And therefore he holds a Tar or a Malki Ritani is something that you are Chayev for. Akaponim, that's what comes out from our Sugya, and we talk a Paskin that you only chayiv actually tlanu b'tarik chayiv dafka for razor, and it's a big shaila. Today's shavers has din a razor or din of a scissors, and I in the paskin there's already a hard tzvi about this shuvas hard tzvi, and we know or my shawls, but it's a big shaila. Someone for his shaves ask a shaila. Zok the mishta vayta hakoysev kesoyves kaka. There's a lav in the Torah that's in parashas kedoshim as well. It says over there like this, v'seret l'nefesh l'shitu v'sarchem. We learned that means l'meis. You know, I'll scratch yourself on a meis. U'chesoyves kaka l'shitu b'chem ani Hashem. The word u'chesoyves means to write. Kaka means to dig into the skin. It means something like deep into the skin. So it basically means a tattoo. And it says, l'shitu b'chem ani Hashem. It's allowed to make a tattoo. So akoyesev k'soyves kaka. Is chayiv elav? It's a deraisa, and there's a lav to make a tattoo. Now the Rivon says, "What's the way? How do you make a tattoo?" So the Rivon says, "Koisev tchila basari b'samay b'sikra." You first write whatever you want to write on your skin with sam or sikra, with some kind of chemical or a sikra, which is a type of ink. V'achakach mikakeya abasav amachar b'sakin. Afterwards, you cut the skin with a needle or with a knife. V'nichnas hatzeva b'na ar l'basa v'nirubay kol hayom. So that's the Rivon lays down what exactly is a tattoo. You first write on it with a certain ink, and then you cut the skin, and the ink goes into the skin, and it stays there forever. That's the way the Rivon puts down. The other Rishonim, the Rambam, and I'll read from the Mukhi Yosef, learn that the order of doing it is a little different. The way the Mukhi Yosef says is, I read your Lashon, Kaloima Achare Shakara Oiroi, after you rip the skin, Hiniach Diyoi Boisa Srita, you put the ink into that scratch, Vinikeres Shom Zman Godel. Ubiinan Tartlech Yuva Srita Viksiva. So there's two differences between Rivon and the Mukhi Yosef. Number one is, he says you first open up the skin and then you put in the Diyoi. According to Rivon, he first wrote you put the ink there, then you open the skin. So Machaik is the order, that's number one. And on that Shiloh, if the order is Ma'akev, so the Shach in Yerideya, Simon Kuf Pei, says from the Bach, that Hu Adin, either order makes no difference. Yichayiv Malkus, if this is first, that's first. That's what he says. But the Michas Chinuch brings down, and he brings down from one of the Svarim, I forgot which Sefer was, that it maybe I forgot the name of it was called, Mishas Chum, I think it's called, that if Nevadai from the Mukhi Yosef, it has to be Dafka in this order. The other order wouldn't be Chayiv. So that's one difference in the Mukhi Yosef and Rivon, what the order is. And we're saying, Pashtus, it makes a difference to order. Another difference is that the Lashon of the Rivon is V'nirubay kol hayomim. It's there forever. The Lashon of the Mukhi Yosef is V'nekeru sham zman gadol. So it doesn't sound like it has to be ever. It has to be zman gadol already is a chiyuv. So now it's back to the Mishnah. Koisev, kosev is kaka, kosev loy kaka. If you wrote on your skin without opening it up, oy kaka loy kosev, ain't a chayiv, you're not chayiv, it's yichtav kaka. But diyoy of chol, either with they change the word to diyoy, with certain type of black ink, of chol, blue ink, of chol davashu roishim, anything that makes a roishim. Now it's a shaila if you kosav le kaka or kaka le kosav, it's also madarabanon. Pasha is also madarabanon, just you don't have not chayev till you do both. And then it says v'chol davar shu roishim. Now, does it have to be dafka letters or even a picture is a enough to be considered a tattoo? Again, this is also machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim mashma has to be some kind of oisiyos, and some rishonim say that it has to be. It could be even any picture, any roishim is also a chiv of making a tattoo. Look at this sefer oitzim of Farshat Talmud brings down different sheetahs about this. Until you write there the name, Shenemar, so right now we think maybe it means you have to write the Shem Hashem. We'll see in the Gemara in a second what it means. But like upon him, that says you're not chayim until you write the Shem. Like it says, "V'chasoyves kakel l'sinu v'chem ani Hashem." Ad kan the Mishnah. So the Gemara. So it's very negative. The Mishnah, the shalos that we spoke about. First of all, if you open up the skin, is a shayla of Oster Rabbanon Deraisa, and the shayla of the Chol Dovah Roshim is very negaya, unfortunately, for people who have to, for medical reasons, have to get permanent makeup or permanent type of things like that for eyebrows, other places in the body that they certain people, unfortunately, if they have some kind of machla, they want to do pigmentation. And that's a shayla, is it a problem of doing a tattoo? So the tzad hetu would be is that maybe that's considered kosav leikaka. They don't have to open the skin in such a case. They just pigment the skin and somehow it gets colored. And number two is it's not letters. It's a roshim. So yesh lachar, if myself, it could be it's also hold over roshim, pashtus means anything. So chalik is roshim. But you have to mach on that. And shayla is kosav leikaka, also osam darabonon. So shayla is any hetu to do that. Therefore, if someone has the shayla, there's also another maila there also. They're doing it with a goy. They don't do it themselves. The guy does it. So akaponim, it's a very big shayla. Again, you have to speak to a reputable poisek before anyone does any permanent makeup or pigmentation. They have to know if it goes into this iser of k'servis kaka.
What is kaka?
It means that, I guess, they open up the skin and that leaves a roshim from that, even without putting dioy in it. It's possible to open up the skin, then you make a whole write something on it. And write something, make a roshim on it. It could be that is drabonon, yeah. If you open the skin, you make a picture like that one. Yeah, it'll leave a scar, yeah, it'll definitely little state of ever. State of ever. You make a whole thing, you write something with it, yeah. So that'll be the shayla. You didn't actually put the ink in it. Zot the Gemara. When I handle the shita of first thing I'm gonna handle is the shita of Rav Shimon. Shimon says, you're not chai vachta shomes Hashem. What does that mean? Amalei Rav Acha, read Rav Rashi. Ad yichtav ani Hashem ma'amish. You have to write ani Hashem. You have to write Hashem's name. Amalei lo yikidatoni bar kaporo. Ein chayav at yichtav shem shom averis chavim. Until you write the shame of it, at yichtav shem averis chavim. Until you write the name of averis chavim over there. Shunem akserves kakel esinu v'chem ani Hashem. Ani Hashem v'leachar. Don't write anything else. So according to Rav Shimon, the only time you chayav is if you write the shame, you write the name of Avodah Zarah, that's what you write over there. If you write Avodah Zarah, so then you are Chayiv Malkus. But the Rivon speaks out that Umiyu also licht a shum ksiva boilam, a filler Rav Shimon. You know, I'll write anything. El the Chayiv Malkus laka, the Chayiv Malkus only if you write the shame of Avodah Zarah. Zogtim Rav Aita. Omar Rav Malkiya, Omar Rav Ado ba Ahava. Also, loyla odom sheitin afer makla agaba makosai. A person not allowed to put a certain type of afer, which is a certain type of ash, which is very thick and very and leaves a stain on your makah. Someone has a makah. He has, and this is has it could cure. It could cure the makah. It has certain properties that help cure a wound, and you want to put it on your makah. So you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because nearest k'ksevus kaka. It looks, it's Mara Sain, it looks like a tattoo, and therefore we're not allowed to do this. Ezra Malkiya Shita. Omar Rav Nachman, that's what he says. And Be'etzem, so Be'etzem, the Rachorin already handle, the Rachorin, forget about the Mara Sain. What happened to the Issid de Rabbonon? Do we say that without Kaka, just writing something that leaves a Roshim is a problem? So why don't we say, Pasha, the cost of the Kaka should be also? On that, they answer that it could have been mutter here because since it's for a fuah and it's what a kavana, maybe they didn't make that derbanah. But Maris Ayin, that we're worried about, according to Rav Malkiya, and therefore he says, you should not put on Afer Makla, use something else because it's a problem of Maris Ayin. Huh? Oh, so this is a so first of all, that's clear. Even if you don't have to write something, as long as you have a roshim, this is zichos oster rabbanon. Even kulian will be oster rabbanon. This is one of the rayas that the chol roshim means anything. because it sounds like a marazayin. It's one of the rayas that they don't dafka eat oisias. Yeah. Omar Nachman Reid Rav Ika. Shpud Shvachois Vegumois Rav Malkiyoi. This is a Gemara we have a few times in Shas. We're handling six different memras over here. So the memra of Shpud, which is a memra in Mesechtas Bey, I was talking about a spit that they used to roast some meat on Yontif, and it became muksa, and you want to get out of the way because of a hezek. So it says you got to move it out of the way because of a hezek. So that's the memra of Shpud. There's another memra of Shvachos, which is going on a Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that even if a lady is very rich and she has 100 different shvachos, she still has to do some kind of work for her husband. So that's the memra of shvachos. And gumois is a memra also of Amira that said, so the first memra of Shpud is a memra of Amira. Shvachos is going on a Mishnah. And gumois is also a memra of Amira, which says that certain gavishtei Cyrus, that two Cyrus are only considered a godless if it's coming out of a guma, coming out of a hole. And Rav Malkiyoi says that even if it's the guma without the Cyrus, also already she's considered a gedola. So Shpud, Shvachos, the guma is Rav Malkiyoi. Belurius is going on the Mishnah of Erezara, or a Brisa of Erezara. It says that you cannot take a haircut like a goy. And the shaila is, what is that considered? What is considered blurious? And it says there, sholish etzbayis choruach, if you leave three etzbayis, each side is called blurious already. Certain type of haircut. And Eifer Makla, which is our Gemara, which is a member of our Meir, not going on a Mishnah, she says that Eifer Makla is considered Marasai. And Vigvino, which is going on a Mishnah, is Rav Malkiyah. Gvino, it says in the Mishnah there, Mesach Tavay Zorah, they're not allowed to eat Gvina Zakum, which I was, why? So Rav Malkiyah has a pshat, why you're not allowed to eat Gvina Zakum? He says over there what the reason is, because he says that they shmir it with chazer. Akuponim, these are six memras. So the first three memras, Shpud, Shvachos, Gumois, is Rav Malkiyoi. And Bluris, Eifamak, Vagvino, is Rav Malkiyoi. You have to remember who said everything. Rav Papa Ma, that I'm arguing you. He says, Masnisim umasnito Rav Malkiyoi, and Shemaitza is Rav Malkiyoi. Visimonech, and to remember it, Masnito, a Mishto Braiso, which is like a king, and also Loshon Akeva, is Malkasa, is Malkiyo, which is Loshon of Melech. And Mashenkin the Shmaitza is Malkiyoi. So which thing we'll argue on? My Benayu. Ike Benayu is Shvachos. If you look at the man number four, he says Shvachos is Malkiyoi. Shvachos is going on a Mishnah. So according to Rav Papa, Shvachos will be Malkiyo, not Malkiyoi. And the truth is that there should be another Nafkamid really. Because Eifer Mikla, Eifer Mikla is only a Amira. And the Maliyam of Four said that Eifer Mikla was from Malkiyah. So according to our Papa, he should say that he's arguing that also. So there is one Girsa in the Rivon that he argues in that as well. Or the Rivon says that our Papa wasn't saying that every Rav Mikla can't say a Shmaitza. It just means every Mishnah has to be Rav Malkiyah. And therefore you can't say Shvachos is Malkiyah. You have to change Shvachos to Malkiyah. So that's how it is. Now this Gemara, if you really want to get it clear, you make a chart, very easy. Make a chart of all the Shmaitzas, which is Gumois, Eifer Mikla, and Shpud. And the other ones, the Mishnah and Mesnita are Gvinois, Shvachos, and Blurios. And look at the first Mandiyama down the line. And look at the other Mandiyama down the line, you'll see the difference. And the bottom line is, what Papa is saying is that the Mishnah should be Malkiyah, Loshon Melech, because the Ikar is always the Mishnah or Brisa. Now finish off the Gemara to the Mishnah. Rav Bibi Bar Abaya copied Afilo Rivda de Kustisa, that Rabbi Rabaya even was makbid on Eifer Mikla, even on the little needle hole of someone who's Moitzi Dam, Makiz Dam. We used to do bloodletting, you have a little needle, and left a tiny little wound. You can't put Eifer Mikla on that. What's the Chiddush? Even though it's a very Shvach Amara Zayin, it's a tiny tattoo, and there's no Chshash, makes a small tattoo, still he had those also. Rav Ashi argues in the whole Eifer Mikla. Rav Ashi Omar, Komokoim Shiesho Maka, Makosoi Machiachalov. Rav Ashi is on hold the whole Marasayin. Anytime you have a wound, the wound is Machiach, that we're not talking about a tattoo here, and therefore it's not a problem of Marasayin when you have a wound. And Tosis says, V'chein Halacha, and they state in Rosh also, that Halacha L'mais is, you could cover a wound with a ointment, even though it leaves a little bit of Roshim, because it's clear from the Maka that this is not a tattoo, but it's only a Maka.